Ready? We present for your transcendental entertainment the 16th century Bengal classic, a tale which has entertained Vaishnava audiences for over 500 years. It is the story of a young man's search for the greatest treasure. Our story begins when, in the province of Manipur, the king offered the hand of his beautiful daughter to anyone who could bring him a gift of unequaled opulence. The hero of our drama, although a man of little means, finds himself uncannily put into circumstances which send him on a perilous trek to search for the treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, we present for your entertainment Sanatan Goswami and the Touchstone. Hey, you ought to look where you're going, young man.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the king's palace.
Oh, then you must be one of the suitors seeking the hand of the princess.
Have there been many suitors before me?
Oh, many. Seems like every rich man in the country is thinking his gift to be the most valuable.
Well, wait till the king sees mine.
Now, that's what they all say.
Do you know where the entrance to the king's palace is or not?
Yes, take the road to the right.
Thank you. I hope all the citizens are as courteous as you've been.
Anytime. Get that guy out of here! Out of here, I said! Get that tramp out of here!
Uh-oh. I'll never get to marry the princess at this rate. Every time I try and go and see her, they throw me out and dump garbage on me.
Well, don't tell me you're making plans to marry the princess, a poor wretch like you.
Well, maybe you've forgotten what it's like to be in love. If only I were rich, too, then they would all bow their heads as I walked by.
Well, it takes more than wealth to get to people's respect. But if you want to get to see the princess, you'll need something valuable, like everyone else is bringing. Oh, maybe I should tell you about this old woman that I know.
If you know of some way to help me, then please tell me. I'll do anything.
Not so fast. First of all, let me ask you, how brave are you?
I'm as brave as any man, I suppose. Why?
If you are brave enough to enter the forest of death, where the sacred serpent silently stalks its prey.
I'm not afraid of any forest or any creature in it.
Well then, you go over that way, cross the swinging bridge made of human skulls, and on the other side you'll find an old woman. Kind of a witch, you might say. Maybe she could help you attain something valuable, maybe even the most valuable thing. She has lots of rare antiques, and she's been known to do conjuring spells, too.
I'll leave immediately. I'll find the most valuable thing, and I'll marry the princess.
Not so fast. Many travelers have gone into that forest, never to return.
I'm not afraid. I'll do anything to marry the princess. Anything. She's so beautiful. Thank you, old man.
Anytime.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my forest?
I'm Kumar, and I came to find the most valuable thing. In town, the street sweeper, he told me where to find you. He said you might be able to help me get something valuable to give to the king to please him so that I can marry his daughter, Princess Leela.
Ah. Well, you look like a beggar to me. What makes you think the princess would want to marry you?
Well, I thought that if I had, you know, something of great value, then she would probably...
I think I have what you're looking for. This potion will make you as strong as the biggest ox. For 10 days, you'll be able to defeat anyone who opposes you. You'll become famous.
And after 10 days?
Well, you become fat and bald, but everyone will be afraid of you for a long time.
I don't think you understand exactly.
This one, made of goat's entrails and pigeon's eyes, will make you so beautiful that no one will be able to resist you. Only trouble with this one is that you have to keep taking it. I'll give you the recipe.
but what I'm looking for is something that will give me more wealth, more gold than the king has, so that he'll be impressed by me and give me his daughter. Then I'll need gold to maintain her and build a palace of my own, and then...
All you want is gold! Why didn't you say so? What you need is a touchstone. But I'm out of them. With a touchstone, you can turn everything into pure solid gold just by touching it.
Gold. Who has it? Where can I find him? What do I have to do to get it?
Well, you seem determined. What did you say your name was?
Kumar, ma'am.
No, are you willing to perform some penance, young man?
What kind of penance?
Well, Of course, you didn't expect to get something for nothing, did you?
I'll do anything for the princess. Anything.
All right, you fool. Since you have risked your life in pursuit of love's illusory promise, I'll tell you the secret. Follow this road until you come to the mountains. Make yourself ready for austerity by eating only leaves and drinking only the water that falls from the sky. And then in that holy place, worship Lord Shiva. Chant this mantra very sincerely, Om Namah Shivaya, and Lord Shiva will be able to help you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Inconceivable wealth will be mine. I can buy everything there is to buy. I can buy the world, and everything that I own will be made of gold. It will last forever, shiny, hard, heavy, beautiful, gold. I'll wear golden rings, golden bracelets, golden armlets, and golden anklets, too. I'll even wear golden shoes. I'll live in a golden house. All my friends will live in golden houses, too. The beggars will line the roadway to my house to beg a gold coin from me to feed their wretched children. Just to show I'm a good man, I'll hire a man to distribute gold coins. Just to show I'm a good man, I'll hire a man to distribute gold coins to the poor on special days. Oh, no, 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 no. If I let the beggars come around to my gold house, then they'll walk off with my gold bricks and my golden fence posts. I'd better hire 20 men to guard my home from thieves instead of one man to give away in charity. The thought of thieves makes me so angry. I mean, after all, it's my gold. What right do they have to take my gold? How would I be able to sleep in my golden bed knowing that the thieves are plotting to steal my gold? Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya.